My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the former dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He joins me now to offer his analysis of the fierce debates playing out in both Indiana and Arkansas, as well as nationwide, over those states' attempted Religious Freedom Restoration Acts. Mr. Staver, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
This didn't seem to be much of a controversy in Indiana until Governor Pence signed it into law. Then there was a huge firestorm there. The Arkansas legislature went ahead and passed theirs anyway, but now Governor Hutchinson there says he's not going to sign it until it mirrors the federal version of what's known as RFRA. So what's your take on the way these two governors are handling this controversy?
Both of them, Hutchinson worse by saying what he did before he even signed it, and then Pence now saying he wants some clarification, are doing the wrong thing. These laws are not unusual. We've had them since 1993 when they were first introduced, and that goes back decades before that as law that was upheld in the United States Supreme Court for a number of decades. And then in the early 1990s, Congress passed the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and that was the model for the rest of the states. Now about 19 states have these specific laws that protect religious freedom. And these laws in Arizona with a couple of several months ago, last year, with Governor Jan Brewer vetoing that, the one in Indiana and now the one in Arkansas, they're the same thing. There's really no difference. These are religious freedom bills that protect religious freedom. What the difference is not the statutes, because those have been around for over 20 years, and in the case law for decades beyond that. And the only difference is not the statutes, not the law, not the protection of religious freedom, but it is the radical homosexual agenda that has never been in favor of religious freedom, but now they're bold enough to come out and absolutely target religious freedom because they don't want any religious freedom when it comes to their immoral lifestyle or same-sex marriage.
Matt, it's been said by some folks in the wake of this debate and given the backlash, particularly in Indiana to this point, that it's proof that you can't have the homosexual agenda and religious liberty. One has to win. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's true. We've been saying that for a long time, and that's because that's their agenda. You know, people of faith are generally tolerant. But the homosexual agenda, although they use the word tolerance, it's absolutely intolerant. They do not want anything to coexist that does not affirm and promote their lifestyle of same-sex activity or same-sex unions. And anything that questions it, and not even if you remain silent, but if you don't affirmatively participate and promote it, they want to target you. If it's a Chick-fil-A and you say that you're in favor of a marriage between a man and a woman, that's your belief, they don't want you to have a Chick-fil-A on campus. They don't want you to have a Chick-fil-A in the city. If it's in any area of marriage, they want to dominate you. These are two trains on the same track going in opposite directions, and there's a collision that's taking place. One will win and one will lose. There's no navigating around this, and there's no coexistence because they will not coexist. That's why you're starting to see this vitriol, this hatred, this intolerance that's becoming manifest that we knew was there all the time.
We're talking with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. Matt, obviously the debate here is whether religious freedom ought to be exalted in these states. Others say, no, this is discrimination. What would the bill need to contain for it to be discrimination, in your estimation?
Well, it would certainly need to be a completely different bill written than what we have here. This has never been a discrimination bill. I drafted the one in Florida, and it was passed by the legislature, I believe it was 1996, 1997. So it's been in Florida for a long time. It's patterned after the other states that were in existence in the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. There's been litigation all over the country on a wide variety of issues, from zoning to other kinds of issues involving religious freedom, and never has there been a case. In fact, they cannot point you to one case, and yet we've got a track record with these statutes of 20-plus years, and they can't point you to one case that supports their allegation that these are discriminatory. You know, they have these parade of horribles that are just simply untrue. It's going to allow someone not to serve a meal to an individual in a restaurant solely because they're homosexual. Absolutely nonsense. You're going to be able to say to someone, you can't sleep in this hotel room and rent it just like anyone else. Why? Because you're homosexual. No, absolutely not true. What we have here is a religious freedom bill. And people of faith don't want to be put in any situation where they're coerced against their faith to support or affirm something. That's been the historic basis of our freedom of religion from the very founding of this country.
Matt, specifically in the case of Indiana, there's been a lot of different businesses and corporations from Apple on down who have said they won't do business again in the state. So Governor Pence is certainly concerned about the economic impact of this. But if he were to stand where he is and say, this is the law, I know you disagree with it, but that's what it's going to be, do you think there would be economic ruin, or would people eventually just calm down?
Oh, you know what? People are looking for a strong leader. They're not looking for wimps. They're not looking for people who backpedal. They're looking for people who are strong leaders, and Pence needs to be a strong leader, needs to not buckle, and Hutchinson, it needs to be a strong leader. People are looking for leadership. They're not looking for wimps on this particular important issue. They need to stand up to these bullies. And as it relates to Angie's List, you know, Angie's List gives 110% discount if you want your money back. In fact, today we are calling Angie's List and asking for our money back, and we're going to get 110% of it. And you know what we're going to do with it? We're going to donate it to Liberty Counsel. I encourage other people to ask for your money back and donate it to Liberty Counsel or donate it to some other ministry, but call them and tell them why you're wanting your money back. They make about $373 million from subscribers, about $250 or $260 million from advertisers. They've got several class action lawsuits against them because of their alleged fraud, that they actually elevate businesses that pay for them, and they remove negative comments of businesses that pay advertisements. So they've got a number of national class action suits against them. They should be the last one to be throwing stones. And I encourage people to just target this company and say, look, if you're going to jump into this fray and you're going to come against religious freedom because of homosexuality, we will not patronize you. Give me my money back and put 10% on top of it. That's part of their statement. If you call them and ask for your money back, I don't think they saw this coming, but they have to give you not just a full refund, but 110%.
Matt, when it comes to these governors asking the legislature to clarify or change or make it look like the federal version of the law, what will you be looking for, whether it's later this week or sometime later down the road, to determine whether these are clarifications that simply make the issue more palatable for people or whether they've essentially caved?
If they do anything, they've caved. There is nothing to clarify. If they can't read my lips and understand religious freedom, that's been in these statutes for two-plus decades, and that's been in case law for since the beginning of our history, then they should not be worthy of any of our votes. Any so-called clarification is caving into the homosexual agenda. These laws do not need clarification. They've never needed clarification. They're pretty clear as to what their intent and how they actually operate. And what ultimately I'm concerned about is Pence or Hutchinson or different governors elsewhere might now want to say, well, let's go ahead and pass special protection for homosexuals. That's what these homosexual activists are wanting. They're not wanting clarification. They know they've never been used in the way that they said, and they can't point you to a single case. What they want is they want to intimidate the opposition so that you'll react and then add into the statutes a special protected preferred status for homosexuality and elevate homosexuality and same-sex marriage to a protected preferred civil right status. That's what their ultimate MO is. And then if they get that, boy, are they going to come and hammer you hard with it.
Let's follow up on that. So if they get that and get essentially a watered-down version of the RFRA, where does their agenda go next?
Their agenda doesn't stop until they're completely dominating anybody who ultimately does not only agree but promote and affirm their lifestyle. Their agenda will not stop. It will ultimately result in fines and prosecution. This is, like I say, an intolerant agenda. This is like dealing with terrorists. Negotiating with people who simply have a zero-sum game and they don't want you to exist. It's like the Palestinians and the Israelis. The Palestinians in Gaza don't want the Jews to exist in the land. So no matter how much land you give them for so-called peace, it doesn't really satisfy them. There is no satisfying this radical agenda. They don't want you to exist. If you do exist, they want you to promote and applaud their sinful lifestyle.
Last question. There have been some likely Republican presidential candidates to at least make statements on this. Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio have said they side with Governor Pence here. But for the most part, there hasn't been too much commentary from the likely and existing candidates. What do you make of that? What would you like to hear from them?
Well, I know Governor Mike Huckabee hasn't declared yet, but I know exactly where he stands on this. And he's 110% behind this religious freedom bill. And he's been very much saying strong language. So just because they haven't spoke up yet doesn't mean where they are on this issue. I know where a number of them are. And certainly, you know, interestingly that Jeb Bush spoke up, I certainly applaud him for doing so. But when the issue happened in Florida, he just said, well, we just need to obey the courts with regards to same-sex marriage, which was a little disappointing. I think we need to hold all of our elected or would-be elected politicians accountable. This is a defining moment, and they should not, they better not flinch.
Matt, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the chairman of Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.